The story of Ruth. Long ago, when Israel was ruled by the judges, there were three women, Naomi, Orpah, and Ruth. Naomi was an Israelite. Orpah and Ruth were Moabite girls from a different tribe, her daughters-in-law. Sadly, all three women were widows. One day, Naomi said to the younger woman, "I've loved you two as if you were my own daughters, but I think now we should be saying goodbye for good. We're all widows now, but at least you are still young. Find new husbands. Make them as happy as you did my two sons. Go back to your families, for I've lost mine. Believe me, it's best this way." Orpah said, "But what about you?" "Me?" replied Naomi. "Even if it were possible for me to find another husband, I'm too old to have any more children for you to marry." "Oh, that's not what we meant," said Ruth. "Go on, be happy. You have the rest of your lives ahead of you." And she turned and walked away. Later on, she went back to her tent and was surprised to find Ruth still there. "Are you still here, Ruth? I told you to go. God has taken my family from me. I have nothing left, nothing to live for. Go with Orpah." Ruth replied, "But I don't want to leave you." "Why? I have no husband. You have no husband. We have no children. Nothing." Ruth begged her, "It's no use telling me to go because I won't. Where you go and I go. And that's all there is to it. From now on, your people will be my people. Your God, my God. Where you die, I'll die. And there I'll be buried. May God do something dreadful to me if anything except death separates the two of us." And so they stayed together. With only each other in the whole world for company, the two widows set off for the home that Naomi had left some years before, a small, unimportant town to the south of Jerusalem, a place called Bethlehem. They arrived in April at the beginning of the harvest. They were desperately poor, but the law of Moses provides for widows. They were allowed, by law, to collect what was known as the gleanings, the leftovers from the harvest. And in this way, Ruth gathered enough for them both to eat. However, as it turned out, the fields belonged to a man called Boaz. And Boaz noticed Ruth walking along the edge of the field. "Foreman, who is that woman over there?" "Oh, it's a Moabite widow, sir. She came back with her cousin Naomi. She's been out there all day without a break." Boaz said, "Now, tell the men they aren't to trouble her in any way or they'll answer to me, you understand? Not even if she picks the best corn in the field. In fact, tell them to leave the best of the harvest where she can find it." The foreman looked at him somewhat strangely. "Oh, well, if you say so, sir, it's your field." Curious, Boaz wandered over to the field. "Hello, I hope you don't mind some advice. There are all sorts of strange men around at harvest time, so follow my servants as they work. I've told the men to leave you alone, so you'll be quite safe here. I've also had them bring up enough water to drink while they work, and one more won't make any difference. So, please help yourself." "Oh," said Ruth, I don't know what to say. You're very kind, sir." "No, you're the one who's been kind. I heard how you decided to stay and look after Naomi, even though she has no claim on you. Listen, we're about to eat. Why not join us?" And that was that. Boaz took pity on Ruth, was moved by her kindness, and helped her out. Of course, by the by, he couldn't help but notice that she was also young and attractive and free.
It was also not missed by the other women in Boaz's family. Oh, he's not taking his eyes off her once all day. Shh, they'll hear you. You heard what he said. Take some of the best corn and drop it where she can find it. And stop that giggling. By the end of the day, Ruth went back laden with food. Much to Naomi's surprise, Ruth, how on earth did you ever get so much corn? Oh, Naomi, I met a man called Boaz. He told me to glean his field. Boaz? You found Boaz? But he's a relative of mine. Maybe God hasn't abandoned us after all.
Naomi's heart had been almost destroyed by grief, and she'd been full of bitterness. But God can heal what time can't. And as Ruth and Boaz started to fall in love, so God healed Naomi's broken heart. And she really looked after her daughter-in-law as her own daughter, as once she said. Why not wear this colour tonight, Ruth? You know, you always look so pretty in it. Now, where's that perfume I gave you? You can't stay in mourning forever. Life goes on, you know. Ruth smiled. I'm glad I stayed on with you, Naomi. You're more like your old self again. Excuse me, less of the old, thank you. And so, that evening, wearing her nicest clothes and most expensive perfume, and generally looking beautiful, Ruth went to see Boaz. It looks as if you settled in nicely, Ruth. Everyone speaks very highly of you. Have you given any thought to finding a husband? I mean, there are enough young men around. I don't want a young man, said Ruth. And you know, under the law, a widow without children has the right to marry one of her husband's family. I see. Well, there is a man in this town, a much closer relative than I, for example. By law, he should be asked first. And if he says no, said Ruth, don't go away, I'll be right back. And so Boaz went to the town gate where the elders gather and found the relative in question. If a man dies childless, his wife may marry one of his family so the name lives on, but that's not all. The thing is, the new husband must buy all the dead man's property, but it isn't his to keep. So Boaz sat down with the man. Naomi wants to sell the land that belonged to her dead son. If you, of course, have the right to it if you want. Said the man, then I will. It was good land that he owned, I remember. And of course this means you'll have to marry his widow, and it will all go to her children. Oh, the man thought twice. In that case, I can't. It would be too much of a burden, and my own estate would suffer. No, Boaz, you marry her. And so they were married, Boaz and Ruth, and very happy they were too. In due course, Ruth had a baby boy, and she called him Obed, who became the father of Jesse, who grew up to be the father of the most famous person in all Israel. Because Ruth was no less a person than the great-grandmother of King David himself. And the thing was, Ruth was no one special. She wasn't even an Israelite. And who knows where the story of his children will end.